Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you all to Questions and Answers. This is my new show. I had a show on here probably like a year and a half ago called Sports Chat with T-Wash. I took a little hiatus, but now I'm back in the mix, trying to get you guys out there to hit me up and get some good dialogue going on. But as I said, the new show is called Questions and Answers, and it's basically kind of like the same Sports Chat with T-Wash. You know, I want the callers to call in, and time I'm looking for more like a debate. You know, I'm going to throw some topics out there where we're focusing on sports, music, and other forms of entertainment, whether it's movies, TV series, things like that. The gist of it is I'm going to have some questions about these topics, but you know, with you being a caller, and I'm pretty much free and open to whatever. If you have any topics you may want to discuss, you know, I'm also free for that too. So don't just, you know, let it be what I throw out there. If you want to call in and discuss something else pertaining to sports, entertainment, and, you know, like I said, those type of things, then you're welcome to do so. But first, I want to give you my phone number. And the phone number to call in is 347-843-4939. That's 347-843-4939. Now, some of the things I'm going to discuss today, I'm going to talk about the NBA Finals, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Just discuss that a little bit. Then I also want to talk about the state of hip-hop and, you know, how hip-hop has gone from the pinnacle to complete garbage nowadays. I even have a few samples that I'm going to play for you guys, and, you know, just the comparisons. You know, I was born in the 70s, and my heyday was in the late 80s to mid 90s, and, you know, in my opinion, that's where the real music was now, you know, was then. It's like now you have a bunch of mumble rappers and, you know, half the crap, you know, you understand what they're saying. They just mumbling with a nice beat. And it seemed like that's what it is. As long as you got a nice beat, you'll sell no matter what you say. The last thing I want to discuss is Game of Thrones. And I know it's some Game of Thrones people out there, so you're welcome to call in and we can discuss your opinions on Game of Thrones. I'm going to give mine. You know, I was disappointed after watching this show for, 9 years? Yeah, 8 seasons, and the final season was rushed and very disappointing, in my opinion. So I want to start off by talking about the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they just completely demolished the Portland Trailblazers. And I was rooting for the Trailblazers because I'm a big Damian Lillard fan, and I would like, you know, I wanted to see him try to get a championship. And I was rooting against Golden State. I'm a Kevin Durant fan, and, you know, I figured he got his championship, so there's really no need for me to root for him. Why not root for the guy who I like, you know, the second most in the NBA behind Kevin Durant? And that's Damian Lillard. And I feel like he really doesn't get a lot of credit. He's one of the best point guards in the NBA. He just happens to be playing in the West where he's not going to get a lot of love. And I'm always having this debate with my wife and my brother-in-law, you know, because like I said, I'm a Kevin Durant guy, and they kind of knock him because he went to Golden State. I mean, I agree with them. He shouldn't have went to Golden State because they were already in place. They already had the championship squad in place, and they're proving that now because with Kevin Durant out, Stephen Curry has been on the rampage, and he just completely destroyed Portland in this series. He had to average about 37 points a game for this series, and they shut down Damian Lillard. I mean, they shut him down. I mean, if you look at how Damian Lillard played against Denver, I was expecting that same type of performance to happen in the series against Golden State. But they found a way to bottle him up, lock him down. I mean, you got Klay Thompson guarding him exclusively. Klay Thompson's about 6'7", plays great defense, all NBA defender. So he had to worry about him. And then whenever he did get around Klay Thompson, you had, you know, Andre Iguodala, the big body, coming, jumping out at him. So, I mean, they made Damian Lillard ineffective in that series. So, I mean, with them sweeping Portland like that, I believe Golden State is going to win the championship again, and I wouldn't be shocked if they did it without Kevin Durant, because as I said before, they were good without him. And, you know, I have to give, like I said, I have to give my wife and brother-in-law credit for that. I said, we're going to have a disagreement, because it seems like they don't believe Kevin Durant did his part. We're going to always have that disagreement. I mean, the guy won two straight finals MVP. He didn't just take a free ride for the championships. But like I said, I can understand where he's coming from, because he basically took his coattails to a championship team that was already built. And he could have did something better, you know, went to a, you know, another squad and did his own thing. But he's going to do that this year, because in free agency, the word is that he's going to go to the New York Knicks and try to start his own team. I mean, word was that Kyrie was supposed to join him, but now I'm hearing that he doesn't want to play with Kyrie. So what does that mean? Does that mean Kevin Durant just want to go to New York exclusively by himself? I don't think he's going to win a championship like that. He's going to have some kind of help. I mean, maybe the Knicks try to make a deal with that number four draft pick to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. I mean, but KD is going to need some kind of help in New York if he's talking about winning a championship. And East is getting better. I mean, you got teams like Brooklyn on the come up. The Sixers, even though they had a disappointing playoff run, but they'll be back in the mix. Toronto, even if Kawhi don't stay, they still have a good team where, you know, they'll be in a playoff team. So KD's going to have some competition in the East, especially if he don't want to play with nobody, you know, another all-star. So I don't see that's going to work. But like I said, guys, you can give me a call at 347-843-4939. We're discussing the NBA Finals, Eastern and Western Conference right now. But like I said, I'm going to get into the rap game and how the rap game is just ruined right now, in my opinion. And then, you know, sprinkle a little Game of Thrones in there. I got any Game of Thrones geeks out there? Call in and let's talk about it. Tell me what you think about this final season. Do you think it was a boom or do you think it was a bust? It's my opinion, I think it was a bust. I mean, a lot of the storylines, they just didn't turn out the way they were supposed to. Well, I think we have a call. Let's check out and see who this is. Questions and answers, baby. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Kenya.
What's going on, Kenya?
Nothing much. I was just calling in, sketching your show. First off, I'm glad that you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I've been a fan of the show for a while, and like I said, I'm glad that you're back on the air, and I will definitely be supporting you and trying to help bring you in some sponsors so you can make this a long-term deal.
I would appreciate that. That would be great. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, I got you. Now, two things I wanted to touch on is the NBA and also the rap, the hip-hop. So first, let's go to the NBA. You said the not the Clippers, the Warriors. You automatically are giving them a championship. What about the Deer?
Well, the Bucks looking good too, but they currently in the fight right now because they're gonna have a tough game here. Matter of fact, right now they're playing right now and they're starting in Toronto in Game 4. And that's going to be a tough one to win tonight. I mean, they played two overtimes the last game. So that's, you know, that's a good sign for Milwaukee that they forced the home team into two overtimes. It took two overtimes for the home team to win. So that's a good sign for the Bucks maybe to win tonight. But I don't know. You got that man, the Claw, on the other side. And it's like he determined not to let them lose. And if Toronto wins tonight, yeah, the goofy laugh. If Toronto wins tonight, then they're going to be going back to Milwaukee, tied 2-2, and it's a new series then. But I agree with
That's
you.
True.
If the Bucks win tonight, that'll be 3-1, and I would say it's curtains then. But as far as what
so
you were saying, as far as the – go ahead.
Who has the better chance of matching up against the Warriors, you think, between Kawhi or the Bucks?
I think the Bucks have the better chance because the Bucks have better shooting. I mean, they have off the bench, they have Mirotic who can shoot. They have Ilyasova who can shoot. And then they have a 7'2" center in their starting lineup, Brook Lopez, who can shoot. But with him, all he do is shoot. And he's a big body. And it's crazy because in the beginning of his career, he played strictly inside. Now, towards the latter stage of his career, he's become just strictly a three-point shooter, a 7-foot three-point shooter. Now, if he can do a little bit of both against Golden State, then that would be a good thing. Because, honestly, the only person who I think that would be unstoppable against Golden State and their team defense is the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. But it's like, do the Bucks have enough to match up with the Warriors? Especially the way Steph Curry's playing right now. Steph Curry's playing like he's on the mission, like my brother told me. Steph Curry's playing like he's on the mission, like he's playing to prove to people that my favorite player, Kevin Durant, isn't needed. That's how he's playing. And I really don't see Steph Curry snapping out of this. And if Klay Thompson, you know, does what he does and Andre Iguodala plays defense, Draymond Green's dropping triple-doubles. He's playing the way he used to play before Kevin Durant came. So I think it'll be the Bucks will give them a tougher matchup, but I think they still would beat the Bucks because they got more advantages offensively and they're a better defensive team than the Bucks. So if they play the third game series, I would say if they play the 7-game series, I would say that the Warriors will win 4-2. That's just my prediction.
Okay. Right. That's fair. That's pretty fair. Okay. Now, about the hip hop, I just wanted to say I agree with you. There is a lot of lame rappers out now. But it goes back to what my cousin once told me, like in the 90s, you know, where in the generation where we grew up in the 90s, listening to 90s hip hop, like who do we have? Ice Cube, N.W.A., just like a whole bunch of rap groups in the 90s that we listened to. And my cousin, she's older, you know, old school, and that's around the time that she stopped liking hip hop, you know, because she used to listen to, I can't even tell you who she listened to, so she's about 10 years older than us. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that hip-hop is, I don't know, it's geared toward this generation. Yeah, it's generational. So now it's like what these kids listen to is, I don't know, I guess we can't relate to it, with the exception of a couple of rappers out there right now that both you know, our generation and the younger generation can relate to as well. And one being Kendrick Lamar and also J. Cole. Now, for the longest, I didn't know what J. Cole was about. I thought he was an R&B singer. But my brother kept sending me his songs, you know, to listen to. And I heard one of them, and it was pretty cool. And so I decided, you know, do my research, see what else he had out there. And he just got me with his content. And, he has longevity in the game, too. And when you get a chance to listen to the song on his latest album, K.O.D., the name of the song is 1985. And he sort of put it in perspective, too, about today's rappers, the ones who are just out for making money, you know, on a quick beat, not really saying anything. And so that song right there, 1985, it like summarizes everything in the hip hop game right now.
That's funny, Kenya, because when I talk about this hip hop game and stuff, Ice Cube is one of the tracks that I'm gonna. Ice Cube track is one of the tracks I'm gonna use to compare one of these whack rapper tracks. I'm gonna play it here in a little bit, play the tracks, but that's the comparison I was gonna make. And you're right, you know, that's like our generation. But the thing is, it's like, at least we understood what they were saying with our generation. You know, they linguistically put words in place. It wasn't just mumbling over a, you know, a tight beat. They actually said things and you understood where they was coming from. You understood what they was trying to say. It's like these new cats, I don't understand what they're saying. It's like it's just a bunch of noise over a nice beat.
Right. And I equate that to the generational gap as well, because these kids nowadays, I mean, in my opinion, not to put them down or anything, but everything is so easy and given to them. It's like a lazy, laid-back culture now. So it makes sense that they listen to some mumble jumble and, you know, and appreciate it and like it. Whereas, you know, our generation, things, it just seemed like it was much better, you know.
Yeah.
And thus the content. But nowadays, it's like, what? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, Casey, well, let me ask you a question, because, you know, like that's what I said. This show is going to be, you know, it's questions and answers. So that means you call me with a question, I might shoot some questions at you, too. So I want to ask you, what's your top five? Well, it don't have to be top five. Your top three solo rappers of all time, your top three, in your opinion.
That's kind of hard. So are we talking about content or just overall, like, easy
overall
to listen
skills.
To, type D, just overall skills? Ooh,
overall
that's a tough
skills.
One. Ice Cube comes to mind, but his older stuff, not his latest albums. I can't, you know, I don't understand. I can't stand his newest stuff, but I'm talking about America's KKK.
Death Certificate.
Yes, Death Certificate. All his earlier stuff. Jacket for Beats. The Ice Cube is definitely up there.
I agree.
Let's see. I like Andre 3000, but I don't know if he can be considered a solo, you know, because he was a big
boy. I don't consider
boy,
him solo.
So. Okay. So along with Ice Cube, that's a tough question. I would have to think. Throw some names out there.
Tupac, Notorious B.I.G. I could give you mine. Mine's are Scarface.
Okay, well, Tupac is number one. I don't know why I didn't automatically think of him. But yeah, definitely Tupac is number one, because he was so, so very talented, like extremely talented. Tupac, Ice Cube. I have to get back to you on another one.
Okay.
LL Cool J. He was cool. I have to get back to you on that one. J. Cole, I know, like, like I said, he's kind of new to me, but I will put him out there too as being one of the greatest.
Wow. He hasn't been in the game that long to be considered the greatest.
You got to listen to him, though.
Well, I guess I need to give him a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Well wishes to you on your longevity and your show. I'm glad you're back.
All right. Thank you. Call again.
So this will be every week? Every week?
Yeah, I'm determining that right now. If it's going to be twice a week or once a week, I don't know yet. I'm just kind of like, you know, willing and dealing right now, just freewheeling.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenya. Call again.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that was some good content from Kenya. Like I said, Golden State, I don't see anybody beating Golden State the way Steph Curry playing right now. I mean, they might have it sold up already, and it's, I shouldn't say that because I'm prematurely crowning them, but it just feels like I said, Steph Curry is on a mission. Guys, 347-843-4939. Give me a call so we could discuss the Eastern West Conference Finals. I'm about to get ready to take a break here, and then when I come back, I'm going to jump on this hip-hop thing. And then, also, like I said, you Game of Thrones fans out there, hit me up. Tell me what you think about it. What you think about Season 8? Was it a boom? Was it a bust? Was it a complete dud, like it was, in my opinion? Had a couple of bright spots, storylines jacked up. Tell me what you think about that. Questions and answers.
Often I ask myself why the Lord picked me. I mean, my city and family so rich in history. Greatness in my DNA, it's time for y'all epiphany. Back me to the crowd though, I gotta lead the symphony. A big difference when you make it and when you arrive. These days the finest things sent me through the sides. Open doors up for my fam like some suicides. Cause we will never ride a wave, not immunized. Just a lot of cats with money, we ain't unified. And many say doing the same thing Judas tried. Losing sight, chasing coins, what a foolish stride. I try to show my true colors and I do with pride. Feel my success be putting holes on some relationships. A lot of people I love and be having patience with. Always problems about who I be going places with. And I be worried about who I should feel the safest with. A little confused, I can sense my kindness get abused. Nurture situations different, gotta pick and choose. I call my granny, she tell me I could get rid of fools. Then tell me why I'm so special while cooking dinner food. I find solace in being alone.
All right, welcome back to Questions and Answers with your host, T-Wash. That was my man, Dame Dollar Lillard. I had to give him a shout out because I feel bad because my man got swept by the Golden State Warriors. Like I said before, one of the best point guards in the NBA who really don't get his due really until this year. If the guy was playing in the Eastern Conference, he would be a perennial all-star and would be superstar level. And the guy, like I said, the guy can also flow. He's one of the best athlete rappers out there. So if you want to check him out, his rap name is Dame Dollar. And he has a couple albums out there. Or all you got to do is just go to YouTube, check him out. He spit some good game. But I want you to hear that. Like I said, he's a young guy, you know. He's this generation, basically. But his content is a hell of a lot better than some of these guys I'm about to talk about. You know, I got some stuff I want you guys to hear. And I'm about to play this and play another one, another song. and give you a comparison. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about hip-hop, talk about the East-West NBA Finals, Game of Thrones, hit me up, 347-843-4939. That's 347-843-4939. All right, I want you to check this out and tell me what you guys think about this.
Lobo.
Okay.
I know you want this for life, taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night. I know you want this for life, taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for.
I can't help it, man. I'm trying not to laugh. But that's some guy named Lil Yachty. He's one of the very many that's like horrible. And this dude is getting paid for that. I mean, what the hell? I just don't get it. Hey, if any Lil Yachty fans out there, please give me a call and debate why you think he's a good rapper. 347-843-4939. Please give me a call and let me know why you think Lil Yachty is a good rapper. But it's like that's what hip-hop has come to. I mean, I understand, you know, it's a new generation. But damn, that's the type of stuff you laugh at. I'm trying to control my laughter, and I just can't do it because he sounds so, I don't want to be mean, but he sounds like a sped. He sounds retarded. So if it's any Lil Yachty fans out there, please give me a call and debate why you think his music is good. 347-843-4939. 347-843-4939. If you think Lil Yachty is a good rapper, please call in and explain to me why. And it's like, it just seemed like to me this is the lowest of the low when it comes to hip hop. I mean, you got guys like him. I'm going to just name a few. 21 Savage. He's another garbage rapper. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like I'm hating him. I'm glad these guys are making their money. You know, young black man, you know, hey, get your money, bro. But it's like, damn, can you come up with some better content for us listeners? It's almost like this mumble rap and this type of music, these type of lyrics hypnotizing people or something. I mean, or maybe it's the beat. I mean, like I said, a lot of these guys have nice beats. They do. And I'm a beats person. I could listen to the beat and tone this person out, you know, tone that person out because the beat's so tight. But guys like him, like that, I can't tone that out, man, because he sounds so silly. So it's like I'll be distracted by what he's saying, not focusing on the beat. But you got guys like him, 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert. I mean, what the hell kind of name is that? Lil Uzi Vert. He horrible too. And then you got Kodak Black. He suck too. And I really don't like him because of how he came at London after Nipsey Hussle died. You know, a lot of people fell out with him over that. And then on top of that, you a whack rapper. He had a fan base. So really not much you can say. But, you know, these are my opinions. I want to know what you guys think about the rap game, hip-hop game now. Do you think it's at a high level, you know what I mean? Or do you think it's in the trash? You know, you got a very few rappers out there that's good. You know, like when me and Kenya, the last caller, was talking about, you got the J. Cole's and the Kendrick Lamar's. You know, they're good. They put in work. They got good content. You know, good content, nice beats, speaking some real stuff. Now I'm going to play something from my time. You know, like I said, I'm a 80s and 90s kid. Big fan of the old Ice Cube, like Kenya said. I can't mess with the new Ice Cube stuff, but the old Ice Cube, my favorite album, Ice Cube album of all time, Death Certificate, this is one of my favorite songs on here. All the old hip-hop heads from my time will know exactly what this is and then know where I'm coming from when I compare this with Lil Yachty. Check it out.
Here we go.
Down at the best spot, it's me and JD, and they selling more birds than a pet shop. The spot hot, and everybody nervous. That's when a blue card server. Oh, why good fools have to let loose? Her six pop from a deuce. Big time had to push it. 13 niggas running straight to the bushes. But they got so they can draw down. But why a motherfucker like me have to fall down? Not knowing why I dropped out. Fuck it, still can't afford to get popped out. So now I gotta check.
Now see, that's my time, my generation. That's real hip-hop, in my opinion. I mean, compared to... You understood what he was saying. You knew what he was talking about. You know, it wasn't no... It wasn't none of that. You knew the words that was coming out of his mouth. You knew where he was coming from. You knew what he was getting at. To me, that's hip-hop. You know what I mean? Speaking in a language where you could be understood. It's like this new hip-hop. I mean, what the hell are they saying? What are you trying to tell me? You know, like I said, I'm just not going to get it. So, guys, if you like this new generation of rap, the Lil Yachty's, the 21 Savages, the Lil Uzi Verse, the Kodak Blacks, call in and tell me about it. Why? Let's debate who's better. 90s hip-hop or 2015 to 20 hip-hop? What's better? I want somebody to talk to me about this hip-hop game. Why is there so many people that like it? Why is there so many fans of it? Can anybody explain it to me? I don't know. But I want to know. And then, like I said, if you want to talk about the Eastern Conference Finals that's going on right now, or you want to talk about the Warriors and the sweep that they just put on the Trailblazers, we get into that. As of right now, Toronto Raptors are beating the Milwaukee Bucks 32-31. This is a big game for the Raptors. The Claw, Kawhi and his crazy laugh, they need to win tonight. If they can win tonight, it's a new series. If they don't win tonight, then they're going to be in trouble. They'll be going back to Milwaukee in a closeout situation, down 3-1. So Kawhi got to put in work today. The Claw, got to be the Claw. And like I said, the first quarter just ended. Toronto's up 32-31. So Toronto got to keep this up. Or we going to be getting that Milwaukee Buck Golden State Warriors series. And I think that's going to be a good one. I think the Bucks have a better shot than Toronto because Toronto, I mean, they have Kawhi Leonard. They have Pascal Siakam, who's good too. Kyle Lowry, sometimes he shows up, sometimes he don't. And him being matched up with Steph Curry, I like Steph Curry. If you got Kyle Lowry guarding Steph Curry, I'll take that in favor of Steph Curry. I mean, don't get me wrong. Kyle Lowry's a tough guy. He could be a tough little bulldog. But in the same token, I mean, Steph has the height advantage. Steph has the quickness. And in my opinion, Steph just has the smarts. I think he'd be able to get any shot he want on Kyle Lowry. So I would give the advantage to definitely to the Warriors. If the Warriors were to play Toronto, I wouldn't be shocked the Warriors beat them 4-1. Whereas if they played the Bucks, I would give the Bucks 2 games because they have more weaponry. They have a strong defender in Eric Bledsoe. I mean, he's sometimes he too as far as his scoring, but he's a strong defender. You know, he could body up Steph a little bit. It might not make much difference, but he can body him up, you know, just a little bit to maybe get him off his spots. And then, you know, you like I said, you got Pascal Siakam for Toronto. He's good. But I don't think they have a chance, you know, to give the Warriors a challenge. It'll be the Bucks. 347-843-4939. Give me a call, guys. What do you think? Who's going to win this Eastern Conference Finals? Is it going to be the Bucks? Is it going to be the Raptors? If so, who's going to be the better challenge for the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals? Can you tell me that? Or like I said, what about hip-hop? Do you like these new generation rappers? The Lil Yachty's, the 21 Savages, the Lil Uzi Verts. You know, these type of got the Kodak Blacks. I mean, I seriously want to talk to somebody who a fan of these guys and think that their rap, you know, their rap skills are like legit. I would love to debate that person. And then, like I said, you know, here in a little bit, I'm going to talk about Game of Thrones. Any Game of Thrones dorks out there? You want to talk about it? Give me a call. I don't know, man. I'm just not going to understand why. Why people like these guys. I mean, the no lyrics, just straight mumbling. So somebody explain that to me. All right, I guess I'll give you guys the Major League Baseball scoreboard. You currently got the Oakland A's beating the Cleveland Indians 5-3. You got the Colorado Rockies beating the Pirates 4-0. You got the Yankees beating the Orioles 9-3. Blue Jays beating the Red Sox 6-1. The Dodgers beating the Rays 3-0. And then you got the Marlins beating the Tigers 3-2. I'm a big-time Atlanta Braves fan. They're not playing currently. But they play the San Francisco Giants at 9:45 on ESPN, 26-22 record. Hopefully they get that win. I mean, my Braves haven't seen a championship since 1995. My senior high school, they won their first championship after making like winning like 14 straight NL East titles. That was crazy. I mean, they won so many conference titles, division titles, but never could win a big one. But we had some bad luck in there too, though, you know. Who could forget that 1996 series against the New York Yankees when my boy Andrew Jones, my favorite Brave player of all time, he was a rookie, hit 3 home runs in that game. And somehow, some way, damn Jim Leyritz hit a game-tying home run to send the game to extra innings in Atlanta, and the Yankees end up pulling out that series. They should beat the Yankees in 96. Braves should have won back-to-back. I got another call. Let's see who this is. Questions and answers, baby. Who's on the line?
What up, T? It's Kevin.
What's going on, Kev? What you got, man? What you want to talk about? You want to talk about the state of hip-hop nowadays, how you got these garbage boo-boo rappers rapping? Or you
want
to talk
we'll
about...
We'll cover all the bases if you want, man. I got enough for everything.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about the Eastern Conference Finals. Who you got, man? Who you think is going to win? You think the Bucks are going to pull it out, or you think the Raptors are going to pull it out?
I think the Bucks will still get it. I don't think it'll be this game, but they'll pull it off next game for sure.
Oh, so you think it's going to be going back to Milwaukee tied 2-2?
Yep, I do. Because I just think the way that they've been playing, I think the Bucks will handle it. I just think that after their last game, double overtime, I think that they're kind of downed about it, and I think that crowd in Toronto might hold them off a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. They definitely have to win tonight, man. I mean, like I was telling the last caller, with the Bucks forcing them, you know, into two overtimes, that had to get them some confidence going into tonight. And, you know, well, right now, Toronto's winning 41-31, so that's not looking too great. But, you know, it's still early in the game. But if the Bucks can win this one, then they're definitely going to close it 4-1 in the next home game in Milwaukee. But, yeah, if Toronto win, then it's a new series. So, I don't know, man. But whoever play, I just don't play in the finals. I don't see them beating the Warriors the way the Warriors are on the tier right now.
Yeah, they got no chance. It's like it used to be whenever anybody out of the West would face the East, it was done. And then for a while, it was anybody that came out of the West, you were done going against the East. It's back again, you know, and it has been. Anybody out of the West, there's no chance.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you think about the state of hip-hop now, man? Like, I played a couple of samples, man. I played this rapper named Lil Yachty. I mean, oh, my God. And I couldn't help. I mean, I try to hold my laughter, but it's so horrible. You can't help but to laugh because the stuff they say. And then I went and played, you know, stuff from my time, you know, Lil Ice Cube from 91, you know. And, you know, Ice Cube, you know what he's saying, you know. They putting the words together. You know where he going with it. Whereas the Yachty's and the 21 Savages and the Lil Uzi Verts and the Kodak Blacks, you don't know what the hell they saying. They just mumbling to a sweet beat. And it's like,
yeah,
that's the state of hip-hop now.
That's the big downfall now is because, like you're saying, everybody just wants to mumble. There's no actual words. There are lyrics behind it, I'm sure, but, you know, 98% of the people listening don't understand it. It's just about a beat. And some of them do have good beats. And like you were saying, if you can tune it out, it's not bad. But in the meantime, the stuff that you listen to is just garbage.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, and like, you know, like the last caller said, I mean, it's a couple of, you know, young guys out here that's pretty decent. You know, the Kendrick Lamars and the J. Cole, they're decent. You know, you understand what they're trying to say. They speaking with a message. But it's like majority of the rappers now, I mean, you turn on a video or you listen to a radio station, and it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and you could flip that back to when we were kids growing up and all the older school generation, that there was a couple bad ones, you know what I mean? Whereas now, you only have a couple good ones. So it's all the time and effort you put into it rather than, oh, well, you know, if I go in here and put something into a studio, somebody's bound to listen and people will buy it. Whereas then they had a message that they wanted to deliver and they got it out. Now it seems like all the messages are just lost.
Okay. I agree. So what do you think, man? I'm in the mood to start this Game of Thrones talk now because I got like 15 minutes left and then the show going to be over. I only did an hour. I'm only doing an hour to start with. And it's crazy because my last show, Sports Chat with T. Wash, it was 2 hours. So I figure I'll shorten it, you know, for the time being, you know, to see how everything go. But I got like 15 minutes left, man, and I want to start talking about Game of Thrones. You're a Game of Thrones fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, man. Well, you got to give me your lowdown. What did you think about season 8, man?
Overall, I thought it was all right. It was all right. And you and I had talked before, and you kind of did the whole research in the backdraft, and you heard, you know, on podcasts, everything coming up. And I went into it pretty much blind. I had no preconceived notions on any of it. So, like, the big battle scenes that they did, I thought those were all really good. And then you started bringing up the other points. So, when everything all in all, I think season 8, I don't think would be a success compared to any other season that they've had. I think they kind of flopped on that aspect. The finale, I think that they definitely could have done a whole lot better. And I just think this whole last season that they definitely tried to jam-pack way too much and shorten everything else. They tried to take all the characters, put them into one lump, and being like, you guys need to figure out how it got to this point, rather than all the development they could have put into it to make all the characters actually understand and where they're at and their mindset, rather than just out of nowhere, this is how it is, this is where it's going, did you guys catch it? So, like I said, overall, I think it was all right, but I think they should have just not made it to where, hey, this is the final season. And probably did one more because they could have easily made that into one other season without changing any of the storylines that they had wanting and going to right now.
Man, Kev, I completely agree. And, you know, that's why I've started reading the books. I mean, because I already know the book, you know, because, you know, George R.R. Martin hasn't even finished the books yet. There's still two more books that have to come out. So that wasn't the ending. That's just the show ending. So...
yeah,
I'm looking forward to reading the books. Right now, I'm on the second book, so I got a ways to go. I got like three more books and A Song of Fire and Ice series to read, and then I'll read those last two. But it was disappointing and rushed to me. They rushed it. The way this season went, this season they should have just and HBO offered them 10 episodes like they normally would have, but from what I heard, the writers, Disney offered them contracts to write a Star Wars trilogy. So they in a rush to get going on that. So I'm hearing that's the reason why they rushed this season. And I feel like we've been cheated as consumers of it. I mean, like I said, it was disappointing, man. It was rushed. I mean, Jon Snow didn't get his due. This whole series has been based on Jon Snow and Daenerys. She was viewed as a liberator of tyrants and a hero for like the whole series. And then all of a sudden, one half of a season, you're going to make her a mad queen where she just can't be reasoned with? I don't like
it, man. It's not even the last half either. It was just like the last two episodes played her out to be that way.
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't like the fact that he had to kill her. You know, I wanted her to make it. I wanted both of them to make it. And then, you know, John find out that he's really the king. I mean, I knew it was going to be some conflict with that. But he don't want the throne. And then it's like, really, Bran, and dude, Bran drive me nuts, man. How the hell did he end up being king? He didn't do nothing. And he missed Bran missed the whole season. He wasn't even in season 5. But somehow he's the king.
Yeah, I think he was the most worthless developed character that they had on that show. He went from somebody that, you know, as a kid, everybody loved that he was a kid and the free spirit that he was as a kid. Then they all feel bad because, you know, Jamie pushed him out the window. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he comes back and he's on this adventure and everybody feels for him because he's going through it and figuring things out. And everybody gets the backstory on Hodor. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he becomes this non-emotional, you know.
Yeah.
Privileged kid is what it feels like, and he's just like, no, it's okay. I know everything now. Everything makes sense in the world. And you're like, no, it really doesn't. So I agree with you.
I am not.
Him being in that position and how he would ever got to get there, it makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all. I am not Brandon Stark. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I am the three-eyed raven. Okay,
and did you
well,
see
guy,
it
whatever
when,
you want your nickname to be.
Did you see it when John was saying his goodbyes to Sansa, Arya, and then when he kneeled down to Bran, he's like, Your Grace, I'm sorry for not being there with you. And you were right where you belonged. And then John looked at him like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like he a damn robot or something, man.
yeah,
man. I don't agree with that at all, man. How the hell is Brandon?
He definitely lost respect on the whole show the way he was going.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if that's what the writers were doing and that's why it came up like that, then yeah, we definitely got the shaft as the viewers, consumers, and the people that are paying for the entertainment. But they are making the prequel out, and George R. R. Martin is actually going to be the one involved with the shows writing it, not the D&D people that were doing the last season. So that's the plus side.
Yeah, yeah, that means it should be a little better because it's actually coming from the guy who created it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, that'll be a good thing. But I just don't like how they did it, man. I mean, Jon Snow, you know, and then that Bran, you know, Bran, that's supposed to be your brother. Well, he's a three-eyed raven now. But how he'd get banished from the wall, and there's no wall no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a bunch of dumb stuff. There's no wall. But you banish him to
the
wall.
Yeah, I agree.
Who the wall protecting you from now? You know, the White Walkers are gone. The Whites are gone. The Night King's gone. Who everybody need to be protected from? So I don't get that.
Well, I mean,
you know
I
mean?
Do understand that the Night's Watch is kind of one of those things that will always be there. Just for the fact it's for, you know, the bastard kids. It's for criminals that it didn't want, you know, you didn't want to get them executed, but they didn't really deserve to be anywhere of a position anymore. So, yeah. So I understand that's still a place of where you're going to want some people to go. But just to be like, nope, this is where you go now. This is what you deserve. They should have did like it kind of was when he first went there and just made him Lord Commander. And because, you know, that Lord Commander that was there, I don't think he had anything, at least that I can remember, of why he was there. So they should have just told John, like, hey, you're there, and we'll just make you the Lord Commander. So you're punished, but, you know, we do hold you in a higher regard.
Yeah, and I got another gripe, because, I mean, I got a lot to get off my chest with this show, with this last season, really. And, you know, the Battle of Winterfell, man, it was too dark. And then, I mean, everybody was expecting Jon Snow to have a big duel, a big fight with the Night King. You know, he had opportunities in season 7. You know, everybody was looking forward to having Jon Snow fight the Night King. They don't allow that to happen. That's what I'm saying. Arya to shine. And then it's like, I guess another thing that made me mad, it's like the White Walkers, they sitting there with their stabs and all that stuff. We didn't see them fight nobody. All we saw them do is walk into the castle with the Night King. We didn't see them fighting or anything. And then Arya killed him, you know, killed the Night King. Everybody just explode. You know, we didn't get nothing. It was almost like, you know, the White Walkers were worthless. And then I could take that to, you know, the King's Landing episode. You know, the golden army. They were worthless too.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of made a big deal out of them. And they just
and going back
died.
To King's Landing with all that, with all the stuff that you know, Cersei was putting that maester up to get built and to have the preparations for the dragon. All they showed were the archers and all of them lined up around for the outside. And then it shows up with the green, I don't know, the gas or the, I thought it was more like a dragon fire, but they just shows it blowing up buildings. It didn't actually show them doing anything with it, which was the sole purpose of why she put all that time and effort into doing it.
Yep.
So there was a lot of downfall in that. And I thought it was going to be some big epic fight before Daenerys all went and flipped her lid. But instead it was just, okay, well, here's a little bit here and done. And now she's going to burn the town and everybody in it.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like they were real sloppy with it because how the hell Rhaego get killed all easy with 3 perfect spears? You know, the episode before, episode 4, Rhaego get killed easy, and she flying up in the sky with her dragons. And how the hell they don't see Theron and his fleet? And she's flying up in the sky. And then how's he able to shoot 3 perfect spears and take down Rhaego? You know, so it's like a bunch of phony stuff happened. Then all of a sudden, you know, in the fight for King's Landing, now, you know, Dagon, he dodging all the spears, and why they weren't doing that the first time? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, there was a lot that they messed up on. And when you go back to the battle like you were talking about, when it was too dark and that you didn't see the White Walkers, you didn't even see the Dothraki, and there's supposed to be some Ultimate Warriors, and you saw nothing besides them go in with the horses in the light and then come, you know, maybe like four or five of them came back is what it looked like. And at the end of the whole thing, there was probably, you know, a couple hundred sitting there with all the Unsullied.
I know, and you thought all of them went in, and that I ain't like that either. I didn't like that either because, like, okay, we seen all the lights charging, you know, the walkers. Why couldn't they show some of them fighting? I'm pretty sure some of them took some of the walkers out. It's like the lights just dissolved, and that was it. You know?
Yeah, they like just they wanted to show you the scare tactic of it that they were going in there and came back with nothing, which is fine. But at least show something.
I completely agree. So yeah, I was disappointed with this season, man. I felt like they could have showed more. They could have tied the storylines up better. You know, why did they even allow Brienne and Jake to have sex? You know what I mean? And then send him right back to Cersei when he was on a redemption like tour. He was redeeming himself for all the bads he, you know, all the wrongs he did. Then they made him go back to Cersei.
Well, even with him going back, and you're talking about how they showed him and Brienne having sex and everything, why didn't they just omit it? Just show them the fact that they had feelings and that he was just staying there. You don't need to put that they were in a relationship or anything, and then just show him leave, because it would still crush her either way.
Yeah, they could have left it with him knighting her. That was a powerful scene. Left it with him knighting her. And that's it.
Yeah, and then he could have just dipped from there, yeah.
So it's like you could just tell that, you know, that they was in the rush, man. They was in the rush to get to the Star Wars thing. And I hope they do good on the Star Wars trilogy, because the Star Wars fans are a lot worse than the GOT fans.
Yeah, and
they don't do
all
the Star
Wars
trilogy
fans,
good. They gonna really hit it.
Yep. And they're already going to be hyped up because of what they've done on Game of Thrones, besides this most recent aspect of it. Up until that point, they did really well. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know, man. I completely agree. Yeah, that is, yeah. I just had a lot to get off my chest about that, man. But I really didn't like this season. I mean, it was some highlights. The visuals were great. With the exception of the Battle of Winterfell, you know, like I said, the lighting, I didn't like that situation. But as far as this last episode, I mean, when Dany came walking out and Drogon was behind her and he did his wings and looked like she had the wings, and that was sweet. And when Drogon was covered in ash and he got up, you know, then sniffed Jon Snow and let him by, stuff like that, man, was tight. You know, the visual effects for this season was great, you know, since they showed the dragons more. So, you know, I give them props for that. But as far as the storyline, complete trash.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that.
Yeah, man.
100%, because they could have done so much better and they just left things alone. And I mean, like you said, I could go on for hours and hours about the bad that they did and the good that they did, but the bad definitely outweighs any type of good or positivity that would come from them if they were to even say that they were going to do another season. I think they lost respect from everybody that was the fans to begin with for them.
Yeah, I hope these prequels are good. See, I don't even know about the prequels. How many prequels are they supposed to have? I heard something about it's supposed to be like 3 or 4. Is that true?
From what I heard, I think it was supposed to be 4.
4? What are they going to be based on? How many years are they going back?
I don't know the exact on how many years, but it's before. It basically is going to all lead up to the very first battle of the White Walkers trying to take on, you know, all of mankind that was coming through into Westeros, and it was pushing them south. And then the battle gets back to where everybody ends up, you know, coming together and pushing them back and defeating them to where they're north of the Wall.
Okay. All right.
So it goes back for a while.
Okay. Well, I got 18 seconds, man. Thank you, Kev, for calling, man. Hey, call me anytime. Right now, I'm kind of winging it, so I'm going to try to do the show 2 days a week. I don't know what to yet, but I'll get the word out there and let you guys know. So I appreciate you for calling, man.
No problem, brother. Have a good one, man.
You too. And that was questions and answers. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.